Healthcare is another key area where Clyburn has made his mark, advocating for the Affordable Care Act and pushing for further reforms to ensure broader access to healthcare services. He has also been a proponent of addressing the opioid crisis, focusing on prevention, treatment, and recovery support. Internationally, Clyburn has supported policies promoting democracy and human rights, often aligning with efforts to sanction regimes with poor human rights records. His foreign policy views also include a commitment to strengthening alliances and promoting peace through diplomacy. James Clyburn, the representative for South Carolina's 6th Congressional District, has garnered significant support for a variety of compelling reasons. His long-standing commitment to civil rights and social justice has made him a revered figure among many constituents and beyond. Clyburn's history with the civil rights movement, including his participation in protests and his work with civil rights leaders, resonates deeply with those who value equality and justice. One of the key reasons people support Clyburn is his effectiveness in delivering results for his district. He has been instrumental in securing federal funds for education, healthcare, and infrastructure in South Carolina, directly impacting the lives of his constituents. His ability to navigate the complexities of Congress to bring tangible benefits to his district showcases his legislative prowess and dedication to his community's welfare. Clyburn's role as the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House of Representatives also plays a significant part in his support base. His leadership position allows him to influence national policy, particularly in areas like voting rights, education, and economic development, which are critical issues for many Americans. His influence within the Democratic Party means he can advocate for policies that align with the values of his supporters, making him a pivotal figure in national politics. Moreover, Clyburn's personal story and background resonate with many. Coming from humble beginnings, his rise to political prominence is often cited as an example of the American dream. His narrative of overcoming adversity to achieve success in politics inspires many, particularly those from similar backgrounds, fostering a sense of representation and possibility. His endorsement power, especially evident in presidential elections, cannot be understated. Clyburn's endorsement of Joe Biden in the 2020 South Carolina primary was a turning point, revitalizing Biden's campaign and demonstrating Clyburn's significant sway within the Democratic Party. This ability to influence national politics at critical junctures earns him respect and support from those who see him as a kingmaker in American politics. Lastly, Clyburn's approach to politics, characterized by bipartisanship and a willingness to work across the aisle, appeals to voters who are tired of partisan gridlock. His efforts to find common ground on issues like criminal justice reform and economic development have shown that he values progress over political posturing. This pragmatic approach to governance makes him a favorite among those who prioritize effective governance over ideological purity. In conclusion, Representative James Clyburn's support stems from his historical significance in civil rights, his legislative achievements, his influential role within the Democratic Party, his personal journey, his endorsement power, and his commitment to bipartisanship. These elements combine to make him not just a representative but a symbol of progress and unity for many in South Carolina and across the nation. James Clyburn, the representative for South Carolina's 6th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant reason is his perceived alignment with establishment politics, which many constituents and political observers view as out of touch with the grassroots movements and the changing dynamics of American politics. His long tenure in Congress, while a testament to his political longevity, also paints him as part of the old guard, resistant to new ideas and reforms that younger, more progressive voters are pushing for. This perception is particularly damaging in an era where there's a growing demand for fresh faces and innovative solutions to long-standing issues. Another point of contention is Clyburn's legislative record, which some critics argue does not sufficiently address the pressing needs of his district. Despite his influential role in the Democratic Party, including his position as House Majority Whip, there's a sentiment that his focus has been more on national politics rather than local issues. Constituents often feel neglected when it comes to economic development, education, and healthcare improvements in their own communities. His involvement in high-profile national decisions sometimes overshadows the local advocacy that his constituents expect. Moreover, Clyburn's endorsement of certain policies and candidates has not always sat well with all voters. His support for President Joe Biden during the 2020 Democratic primaries, for instance, was seen by some as a move to maintain the status quo rather than pushing for a candidate with more progressive or transformative policies. This has led to a divide, where supporters of other candidates felt that Clyburn was not representing the broader spectrum of Democratic ideals or the will of the younger, more diverse electorate. There's also the issue of generational change. Many younger voters and activists are calling for a turnover in Congress, advocating for representatives who reflect the demographic and ideological shifts in the country. Clyburn, at his age and with his long-standing political career, is often seen as a symbol of the past rather than the future, which can alienate those looking for representation that mirrors their own experiences and aspirations. Lastly, the political climate itself has shifted, with a rise in polarization and a demand for more confrontational politics against the establishment. Clyburn's approach, which often involves negotiation and compromise, is sometimes interpreted as weakness or lack of conviction by those who prefer a more aggressive stance against the opposition. This has led to a segment of the electorate feeling that he does not fight hard enough for their interests or against what they perceive as systemic injustices. In summary, while James Clyburn has undoubtedly contributed significantly to American politics, his methods, affiliations, and the era he represents are increasingly at odds with a segment of his constituency and the broader political landscape, leading to a noticeable lack of support. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.